The first week of summer means a variety of music camps on the UT Tyler campus. I'm Mike Landis. Two of them begin on June 17th, and UT Tyler Radio connects with the interim director of the School of Performing Arts, Dr. Sarah Roberts, to find out more about them. Let's start with Brass Camp and the special guest.
Sure. So this year's special guest is Dr. Micah Everett, and he is the professor of low brass at the University of Mississippi. And so he'll be on campus doing some clinics, and then he'll give a guest artist concert with the rest of our brass faculty on June 19th.
Yeah. The camp runs through the 21st, right?
It does, yeah. So that's right in the middle of camp.
So now this is a big deal. Our brass guys, first of all, our brass guys are fantastic.
Yes, they are.
And the other part of that is that they do such an amazing job with these kids. How many kids come to brass camp?
I think last year we had about 20,
yeah,
and they all split up. They did some large brass ensembles, some small brass ensembles. So this is a unique camp because it's different than a band camp, right? It's focusing just on brass playing and all types of brass playing. And, you know, there's a storied history of brass playing in the development of all of those instruments, trumpets and trombones and French horns. And so it's really great for these students to dig into repertoire that they might not be learning in school. And also putting those brass instruments together, it strengthens their band programs when the students go back to school.
Well, let's give some props to the guy who runs the brass department.
Sure, Dr. Jeremy McBain. So this is his third year running brass camp. This is his 10th year, finishing his 10th year at UT Tyler. And he's just done an awesome job starting brass camp, making it a thing in East Texas, which is great. It didn't exist before. And just growing our brass area in general. He has so many fantastic trumpet students, and they're going to different competitions across the country and getting into prestigious master's programs. So he's really doing a fantastic job.
One of the things I love about our faculty here, our music faculty in particular, is that they're performers.
Sure.
He's a performer.
He is. He gigs all the time. I think he is principal trumpet with the Texarkana Symphony. He also plays with East Texas Symphony, plays with the Lubbock Symphony, Shreveport Symphony. I mean, he's all over the place. So very busy, high demand, and just fantastic player in person.
Yeah. And he runs Trumpets R Us.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. I think he has a pretty large collection as well. So maybe that's a topic for another day.
Trumpets R Us is a joke, by the way, for those of you that aren't following along. Now, the percussion camp begins on the 17th as well.
It does. Yes. This is our second year for percussion camp, and it's run by Dr. Tyree Hastings.
I teased Dr. Tyree Hastings. I said, when you were a kid, were you the kid that pulled all the pots and pans out of your mom's pantry and then started banging on them? He said, well, yes, I was.
More than likely. Yep, you can't walk by his office without hearing him just practicing all kinds of things. And yeah. I always love the request of, can we buy this instrument? And it's something you never expect.
So. Yeah, well, tell me a little bit about that camp and how it came to be and how it's what do you expect this time around?
Yeah, Dr. Hastings started this camp, and you know, I'm really excited for it to be in its second year of growing. I think he had 10 campers last year, which is a great number to start with. And the students get experience on literally all percussion instruments. And he's kind of restructuring it differently this summer, where the morning will be all drumline. So the students will, you know, think marching percussion, snares and toms and, you know, the bass drums, and really working on those fundamentals. And then the afternoon will be what we call the inside percussion. So it's all the concert percussion equipment, from timpani to all the unique different types of drums, cymbals, the mallet instruments as well. So students are going to get a really well-rounded experience every day.
Now you head up the jazz camp.
I do.
And that starts on the 24th with also a guest artist.
Yes, it does. I'm so excited this year. Our guest artist is very young. I think she's 23. She's finishing her master's at Juilliard, taking her finals right now as we speak. And her name is Summer Camargo. She is an up-and-coming trumpet player and composer. She is the newest member of the Saturday Night Live band as well.
Wow.
And she just released her first album called To Whom I Love. And that dropped, I think, at the beginning of April. So she is a busy lady, and I'm so excited to have this young, amazing musician.
Now, in my mind's eye, I'm trying to think of female trumpet players I've ever known, and they're not coming to mind.
Well, there have been some, you know, but like many female jazz musicians, they get left out of our history books. But, you know, Summer is really kind of spearheading. There's this group of really young, amazing female jazz musicians in New York, and she is one of them. And it's really great to see her, you know, just kind of leading the pack and, you know, playing with everybody. She plays a lot with Lincoln Center and Wynton Marsalis, and she's gigging all the time. I think I checked her Instagram last week, and she was in Europe touring with a group.
Oh,
so
wow.
She's everywhere, and just... she's going to be fantastic to work with. I'm so excited that the students get to learn from her. And then her concert is just going to be incredible.
Look forward to that. Yeah. Now let's talk about the camps. Where do these participants come from and what ages?
Sure. So our age requirement is 13 and up. And we make sure that students have at least 1 year of playing their instrument under their belt before they show up to camp. And then from there, jazz camp, our oldest camper, I think he is 67 this year, 68.
Oh,
so, you know, some of them span a wide range. Most of the camps are middle school and high school geared towards that age range. Sometimes we'll have college students that want to join as well. And they come from all over. You know, last year for jazz camp, we had students from South Texas that drove 7 hours, dropped their students off, and then turned around and drove another 7 hours back. So
wow.
It's really incredible. You know, our camps are just kind of starting to really reach the, you know, all parts of Texas and become known as a really unique opportunity for students.
Well, you point out something that I hadn't thought about until just this moment, and that is that some of these campers who are coming from far away have to have some place to stay. So
yes.
All of that's been put together.
All of that is put together. Yeah, we have a day camper option for local students. They can come and go each day, or we have the overnight option as well. And so at night, you know, we don't make them play all day. So at night they have the traditional camp experience. You know, we'll have a pool party or game night and
s'mores.
Yes, exactly. And then, you know, some of the campers, they just want to jam. And so, you know, we'll have jam sessions, or they can come back and practice as well. So we try and keep them entertained in a variety of ways.
I remember last year, that was so amazing that there was some sort of a hang up. We were out at Truvine.
Oh, yeah.
And it took a little while to get things going. And the kids all by themselves decided,
yes,
you know what, we're going to start. And
yep,
they did.
That's our community jazz jam night. Yeah. We had trouble getting the campers from campus over there, the ones that were our overnight
transportation. Yeah.
Exactly. But the campers that showed up, they started and they went. And I love our community jazz jam night. We just let the students take what they have learned, you know, the first couple of days of camp, and we just let them go. And then it's always fun because our guest artists will show up as well. And I'm hoping Summer will sit in with the students.
Oh,
they
would
love that.
Well,
so.
I mean, and so close in age to,
yeah,
that. I mean, that's a great, certainly relatable. Now, how have the camps evolved over the years, and what are your hopes and dreams for their future?
Oh, well, you know, they've evolved in number, in what we are able to do with the students. You know, every year the faculty member running that camp, whether it be Dr. Hastings or Dr. McBain or myself, we're trying to come up with new ways to keep it exciting and new things that we want the students to learn. And so I love seeing that evolution. Obviously, you know, they're growing. So, you know, when jazz camp started 7 years ago, we started with 10 students. And last year we had almost 50. And this year, my enrollment is crazy. So who knows how many students will be there. So I love seeing that evolution as well. And I think, you know, what that means for us as a department is these students get familiar with campus. They get familiar with our professors. They have a relationship with them. And it's turned into students coming here to study, you know, and continue their musical studies or continue their studies in another discipline and still play in our ensembles because they've built that relationship. And I think, you know, future growth is just more camp offerings. There's so many more things that, you know, we could be doing, whether it be, you know, I don't want to project, but I think
oh, go ahead.
We know, you know, maybe a choir camp in the future, or maybe, you know, a full-fledged band camp, or, you know, who knows what that might look like. You know, this year we had the very infant stages of our string program. So maybe yeah. there's a string camp in our future. I think the potential is endless. And I think we've gotten such a great response from our local area that, you know, we feel really lucky to have the support from our local instructors to help push our camps. And so okay. who knows, sky's the limit.
Okay. So I'm voting for a guitar camp.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go. I'll talk to Sergio and make it happen.
Make it happen. On a note unrelated to the UT Tyler music camps, the world lost saxophone legend David Sanborn recently. And for those who don't know a lot about him or his music, give us some background on his contributions.
Oh, David Sanborn is probably the most famous. Maybe you've heard of him or maybe you haven't, but you've definitely heard him play saxophonist of all time. I think his sound is quintessential with like 80s. It's kind of smooth jazz, but also crossing over into that rock genre as well. I mean, he has a very distinctive sound and a very distinctive style and way of playing. And I remember being a student, you know, learning saxophone, and my dad, who was a rocker, had all these David Sanborn records and was like, oh, you need to sound like this person. Uh-huh. You need to, you know, and that was my first introduction to David Sanborn. And his career, it's been long and full of collaborations with so many musicians. I mean, I don't think there's an area of music that he hasn't touched.
Yeah, one of the legacy aspects of this is that in the writings about him and what he'd gone through in these past years and being treated for prostate cancer, yeah. Was that he was still gigging all the time and had dates that were already set through mm-hmm. 2025.
Well, I think that's the power of music, right? It's not only just this community that you're a part of, but it has so many healing powers, not just for the listener, but, you know, I'm sure it served as, I don't want to speak for him, but I would imagine it served as some type of therapy and gave him this thing to look forward to, you know, and he could continue to contribute. And so, I mean, what an inspiration to be dealing with that and still, you know, pursuing and you know, granting us with his art.
Yep. And again, what a legacy. I actually posted it on my personal social media and pointed out that, hey, go to YouTube, if nothing else, and listen to this guy.
Sure.
And then maybe pick up some of his work.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, here's a semi-personal question for you, Dr. Sarah. You've been the interim director of the School of Performing Arts for a while. Will we see some new business cards for you in the near future?
It's possible. It's possible. You know, I think there's some things in the works, so but I can't give any secrets away yet.
And I knew you couldn't. I just thought I'd put you on the spot anyway.
Love it.
How about some final thoughts on UT Tyler's music camps and why they're important?
Well, you know, we all know that during the summer, our students might take a break. And so, you know, they're important for so many reasons. They get the students engaged. They get their instruments out of the case for a week, at least a week in the summer. But not only that, our students have fun. You know, they have a great time. They're learning and they're, you know, just making their own community with their fellow students, you know, probably from different schools, probably from different areas. And so then the next time they go to an audition, that's an all region audition, they're going to know some students that they met at camp. You know, it's really neat to see those relationships form and grow. And not only that, you know, it's fun for our professors and you know, the building gets pretty quiet once the semester ends. So it's really great to have that music and that sound and the joy through our halls. So it's just a wonderful time. And I would invite anybody to come up during our camp weeks and check it out and come to our concerts. They're all free and open to the public.
Thanks for listening as UT Tyler Radio connects with Dr. Sarah Roberts. For UT Tyler Radio News, I'm Mike Landis.